Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary prayer. This ain't no ordinary Bible study. Ain't nothing ordinary about the Word of God.
Right.
And I want you all to know, you ain't no ordinary people. Matter of fact, last time I checked, you're a part of a royal priesthood. You're not like your neighbor. And I don't care about y'all looking like them. That don't mean nothing to me. The color of their skin, the texture of their hair, don't mean jack. You're not ordinary. But you've been born of the incorruptible seed.
Hallelujah.
They walk around their daddy and mama seed. Man, you're in a whole new place. That flesh and blood won't do this one. And it won't even really reveal it to you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. And I take that word serious, faithful, because that's part of my prayer. I want to be faithful in everything that belongs to God. God, I want you to count on me like you count on the sun to rise in the east. Yeah, I want God to count on me like nature. I watch birds do what they're supposed to do. Nothing distract their flow. I want to be faithful like that. I want to be faithful in the Spirit of God. I just want y'all to know I'm great. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'd give us a word of prayer. And let that serve as an inspiration, brother and sister. Be faithful. Not for a while, not from Sunday to Sunday, but until death.
Amen.
Now, I remember a time in my life I was faithful all day Sunday, but you better not catch me Monday. I
all
was
right.
Different then on Monday because I wasn't in the church building. Yes, sir.
All right.
But some people still experiencing that now. Long as they're in there, you can beat them up in the church building. But I pray you better not get them outside.
Amen, amen.
They may mash your head in. But that's what I'm telling you now. I want to be faithful to God. I don't care where I am geographically. I don't care where I am mentally. I want to be faithful to my God. That's Pastor Bill. Bill, go ahead and give us a word of prayer. I get carried away, because I just want you to know, I thank God, man, today.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. So good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Because this is not an ordinary worship. Amen. Such a beautiful song. Amen. And those words are beautiful as well. We have to be faithful to death. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verses 23 and 24. And
get
be renewed
here.
In the spirit of your mind. Can
Hallelujah.
I say that again? Amen. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're just thanking you for your word today, Father God. Even the song, Father God, that lets us know there's nothing ordinary about you, Father God. And Lord, we're just praying, Father God, that you will open up our hearts and our minds spiritually to see that we are not just ordinary people. We are new creatures in Christ. And Father God, just open up our hearts. Bless those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God. And Lord, we bind up anything and everything to try to stop this word from getting to our hearts, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word of God and makes it plain, scripture after scripture, that we are able to understand it. And Lord, be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God, and we know you are a healer because your word says by your stripes we are healed. So we're praying for them, Father God, praying that your will be done. We're praying for those who are bereaved, Father God, and we know that you'll give them peace as they go through their time of bereavement, Father God. Your words say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So let your word be engrafted in their hearts today, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you, Father God, for this word that we are learning, that you are the one. You are our source. You are our everything, that we can trust in you for all things, Father God. Now, Lord, bless as we study the word together and continue to have your way in our life. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful and electrifying prayer. We're going to jump right into the subject matter, which is putting on the new man. The new man is a resurrected man. The new man has nothing to do with the old. I'm going to say that one more time. Stop trying to compare the old with the new, because it's nothing. Old things are passed away. That stuff is old. You can't even compare it with the new. You can try. You can try. Oh, yeah, you can try. But when you really become new, it's like you never been old, because you don't know nothing about that old anymore. Your thoughts are different. Your process is different. We were talking yesterday about forgiveness. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you become new, you learn to be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you, forgiven me. When you put on that new man, that's the way you operate. You choose to operate that way. Pastor just told my scripture up, but I wanted to put on that because the Bible says in Ephesians 4:24, I'm going to read this out of King James, even though that sister always on, and I thank God for y'all. Y'all may think I just be laughing, cutting that, but it just blows my mind how God being already told her, okay, read this scripture, and that be just where we're at. And to me, it's like confirmation. God said, okay, I told you better go ahead and go with this, because if you don't, I'm the Pastor Bill to say something on it. So I have to be obedient, and I just thank God that we're in tune with each other like that. And Ephesians 4:24 reads as like this. It says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. From the Message Bible, amen. Since then, we have the excuse of ignorance, everything, and I do mean everything connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten fruit. And then take on an entire new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. Amen, amen.
Thank you. People should be able to see a difference between Christians and non-Christians. They should be able to see a resurrected life. They should be able to see something truly new. And I'm not talking about changing your hair, your hairstyle, your wigs, your pants, your three-piece. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about from the inside out, not the outside in. When I talk about putting on the new man, I'm talking about inside out, not outside in.
Uh-huh. Amen.
See, for a long time, we practiced putting on the new man by putting on new clothes, by putting on a new wardrobe, by putting on stuff that when we appear to be new. Because, you know, we never go that. So now on Sundays, we dress up in suits and dresses, and that symbolizes, brothers and sisters, let that go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let it go.
All right.
Okay. We are, the Bible says, the way that Christians live, we are to live as children of light. I read that over there in Ephesians 5. I think I'm going to go back there and get that again. Ephesians 5 and 8. Read that at the Messenger Bible for me, Pastor, if you don't mind.
Okay, Pastor, Ephesians 5 and verse 8. You grow. I'm sorry for the background noise. Okay. You grope your way through that muck once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain.
Yeah.
So no more stumbling around. Amen.
Yeah, we're children of light. That's what God called you. He called you children of light. So you're to let your light shine to the world. And not mm-hmm. to anybody. And everybody.
Okay, now. Amen.
So that's what Ephesians 5, 8 means. So Paul tells the Ephesians to leave behind the old life of sin.
Yeah.
Since they were followers or imitators of Christ, living the Christian life is a process, brothers and sisters. Although we have a new, and I like the way he put this. See, because this new nature, we don't automatically think of all good thoughts sometimes, and we don't always express what we really got going on. But hey, brothers and sisters, we got a better attitude. And when we become new people in Christ, we have a new way of speaking. We have a new way of listening. We have a little way, because there's been a change. Been a change.
Yeah.
You've been resurrected. Mm-hmm. The old man is in the grave. Leave him there. Stop
Amen.
Trying to bring him up. Stop trying to live him. No, he's dead. And you're not going to resurrect him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, all that old man is going to do is produce sin. Oh, really now? Yeah, that's all he's going to do. What else can he do?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's all the old man do. Think about that. You want to live like you used to? You finna get right back into a deeper place of sin. Because that's all the old man can do is produce sin.
Yeah.
Although we change, may be slow. Listen, brothers and sisters. It comes as you trust God. The change began to happen. Trust me. Because of your nature. Romans 6 and 6. I'm going to say a couple other things here. In Romans 6 and 6. Can we go there for a moment? In Romans 6 and 6, it reads like this. I'm going to read it all. Romans 6 and 6 says, know this, that our old man is crucified. Well, that's what I said to you a moment ago. Our old man is crucified. With him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Amen.
Now, that's if he's dead. The Bible says, for he that is dead is free from sin. So that I just want to throw that off in there.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, if you really be in Christ, we believe that we should also live with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you was risen from the dead.
Thank you, Lord.
Have no more dominion. That's why sin don't have any, death has no more dominion over you. Sin has no more dominion over you. But go ahead and read it, Pastor.
Amen. In the Message Bible, could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin, miserable life. No longer at sin's every beck and call. What we believe is this: if we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. Amen.
I don't think you get any finer than that if you're listening with your spirit. He's talking about the resurrection now. That's why you got to put the new man on now. Now.
Amen. Yeah.
This is what I say then. Walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in that newness of life, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because you know what? The lust, now if you believe it or not, the Bible says this. It said that the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And these are contrary. So you're going to constantly have that battle when you're trying to live one way, partly, sometime, and partly. No, that's what that sister said yesterday. Man, I applaud her for that. I'm going to applaud her again for that. She said, you can't live for God and hold the devil's hand too.
Amen.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, brothers and sisters, because we have the best thing going.
Yeah.
It's in the church, folks. Church folks think they got something going. I want them to think about it again. No one have a better righteousness than we have. No one has a better Savior than we have. No one has a better eternal life than we have. No one has a better standing with God than we have. And no one has a better right to use the name of Jesus than we have. No one. So no one can get closer to the heart of the Father than we can.
Uh-huh. Say that.
Because we're what he said we are. We're what the Word of God say we are. That time I tell people, you need to go back and read 2 Corinthians 10 and 7. If any man trusts himself to be as Christ, let him think again that as he is Christ, even so we are Christ's.
Mm.
See, we belong to Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yes, we do.
You want to read that, Pastor? 2 Corinthians 10 and 7 of the Messenger Bible.
Okay, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 10 and 7. In the Message Bible. You stare and stare at the obvious. You can't see the forest for the trees. If you're looking for a clear example of someone on Christ's side, why do you so quickly cut me out? Believe me, I am quite sure of my standing with Christ. You may think I overstate the authority he gave me, but I'm not backing off. Amen, amen.
Yeah. Listen, brothers and sisters, when I think about it, and I think about who we are, Peter said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. I ain't forgot. It wasn't the beating of the drums with me. I'm sorry. It wasn't them singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. That wasn't it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't somebody running around and laying hands and throwing water. That didn't happen to me.
All right.
But guess what? I know one thing. I've been purged from that old man.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's why he said, wherefore brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall never fall. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you want to stay, live a resurrected life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Make sure your election is sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure that, you know, you're in the Word, you're doing what the Word of God say. I was thinking about something the other day, and every now and then I think about how people just get things wrong. Our righteousness is predicated on God, man, on His Word by faith. Our righteousness is by faith. And you know what? The church, organized church, does not appreciate what she is as declared in the Word of God. She don't appreciate it. I hear people all the time, they want to teach the Word of God out of everybody. They don't want you to be righteous. One moment they want you to be righteous, but then on the other hand, they don't. Confusing to me. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And I guarantee you, somebody like Evangelist Renee probably could contest to this. See, because we've been taught we were unworthy, unrighteous. Listen to how some of these folks pray. Father God, I know I'm unworthy. I know I'm unrighteous. I thought you got saved. I thought you got purged from that. Why are you praying like that? I'm unworthy, unrighteous, that we are weak and we have no faith. So Father God, long that it becomes, it's been so, brothers and sisters, until to me, I just think it's a disease. It had become a chronic disease. We look like we are fearful of everything. I just listen to people. It's like they can't get relief from that. They always sin conscience rather than righteous conscience. Dream that if we could sacrifice something, or Lord, if I could just sacrifice something, or pray long and hard enough, or confess all of my deep sin, then maybe perhaps in some way he may be able to get our spiritual lives straightened out. But this is all that old crazy stuff. It's wrong. Your righteousness comes from faith. Righteousness is not gained by works, by representation, right? Be attention. You can cry all you want to cry. You ain't going to get right.
Amen.
You can weep all you want to weep. Ain't going to make you right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I don't know who I'm talking to now. And you can stop begging God, too. Because begging God ain't going to make you right either. It's
all
only
right.
Going to come to faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, man, to me, have always acted and wanted to be right and righteousness by work. Well, if I do this, if I do that, I make it right and God will forgive me. God don't play them no silly game. You know what you were doing anyway.
All right.
Yes, and we was taught all crazy stuff like you can be righteous if by praying for a certain number of hours, and people pray for countless hours thinking that they're going to get right. They're going to somehow con God. You can't con God.
That's right. Amen.
Some kind of way they was told that they'll obtain righteousness from God. But it's not going to happen. I'm sorry to disappoint you. That's not how it works. It comes with faith. And I'm going to put a pin right there, but I want to tell you, since my childhood, it was like everything was restricted. Nobody taught us to believe in the substitutionary work that God did in the man Christ Jesus. Righteousness don't come by those ways. It comes by faith, not by works, but by Christ's works. It does not come by your tears, but the tears of Christ, who had already shed them. So if anyone knew that we had righteousness in us, we would become more independent of a building and become more independent of social and be more concerned about our faith growing or our righteousness growing, predicated on the Word of God or based on the Word of God. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness is for faith. So how much righteousness you want, how much faith you want, how much word can you hear? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more word you hear, the more, and I'm talking about truth now, the more righteousness you're going to get. Okay, I went over a little bit. I'm just fired up today, brothers and sisters. Anybody have anything they want to share? Press one, or you know, press one, and we'll hear. We'll take a few minutes and listen. Want you to engage, but I just get excited sometimes. Hallelujah.
That's all right. Amen.
Okay. 2664.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sister Taylor in Akron, Ohio.
Yes.
I want to read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. May the Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, Pastor, I was reading over there in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and about the 4th verse where it's talking about, and the rock is Christ. Christ is our rock. And just as you're with us, we have to put on the new man, fashioned after Christ. That's what we have to do. And we had not been taught that. But thank God we are getting his word now. That's what we have to do. Put on Christ. Put on the new man. Put the old things down away to hold on to our covenant.
Amen.
We do that daily.
Amen.
Daily.
Yeah. Listen, and thank you so much, Pastor, and also Evangelist Taylor. I want y'all to know, brothers and sisters, God expects us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. He expects for us to be resurrected with Christ. That's now. I was thinking about something this morning earlier during my devotional. The Lord just spoke to me these simple words. He says, what good for you to get saved over there? If getting saved over there, then why did Christ die over here? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this again, because see, y'all got to hear it from the Spirit. God told me this morning, says, what good would it be for you to get saved over there when Christ died over here?
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, Christ died over here for us to be resurrected over here. So when we get over there, we already have that new body, that new spirit into that new body. You're not going to have this body because you will leave here. You're going to leave here. Just be clear with that. Now, when you leave here, where your spirit is going to spend eternity. And I'm so happy I don't have to die no more. It's been once appointed on the man to die. After that, the judgment. I don't have to die no more. I dealt with death. I'm going to live unto eternity. And not only me, but anyone else believe in the true word of God. I know I got carried away for a moment ago, but I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. Wearing clothes don't make you true holiness. The only way you get true holiness is through the truth, which is the word of God. That's how you adorn yourself with true holiness by putting on the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
But thank you so much. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Y'all have to hear from Sister Evangelist Taylor as well today. And all the other things in the day that spoke yesterday. I thought everybody was going to get fired. Oh, yeah, by the way, this sister, she's an evangelist. She was just so blessed yesterday. She listened during the lunch hour, and she had a certain time. But she said she's going to give her testimony because it was about healing and about forgiveness. And I'm going to let her tell it, but she was telling me that that she got healed of, I tell you, I think it was seizures. And she said she did that by standing on that word for over 30 years. I was so happy. I said, will you come on the broadcast again and tell the story? She said she will. But brother and sister, if that won't bless you and confirm the word of God works, won't nothing weird. Well, like I said, I can tell you, Evangelist Renee, I got a couple other folks on here. I mean, I'll tell you myself, but there are others that have tried the word of God. I'm not talking about just they got here. I'm talking about who actually applied the word of God as it is written, and they got healed based on what the word said. That's what I'm trying to get to say. But anyway, we'll see you all for thanks.